Good day, everybody, and welcome to the show. You're listening to L. Dorn's Nerdy Travels, and I really hope you enjoy your journey with me. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to L. Dorn's Nerdy Travels. This is episode number 4. I hope you are all doing fantastic. I'm doing quite well. I've got a bit of a cold, but hopefully that doesn't come through the mic too much. We shall see. So, I received a bunch of comments about last week's episode. So that was nice to hear. People seem to enjoy it, and I really enjoy doing that episode as well. It would be fun to maybe try and have my mom on the show and try to discuss those decisions that she had made so many years ago and see what she remembers and see, just to see why she chose the PlayStation and just to know why she chose specific games for us, that sort of thing. It'd be kind of fun to see it from her perspective. Okay, so on today's show, we're going to do a recap of Extra Life. Then we're going to talk about some games that I've been playing and then answer a couple of emails. So let's get right into it. Extra Life this year was incredibly awesome. It was a huge success. We raised over $1,000 US, which is like a bazillion Canadian dollars. So that's pretty great, everyone. So good job for that. Super excited with how much we were able to raise. It was more than double our previous best years. So that's happy. And it was super fun to have a bunch of people come stop by and say hello and to donate to the show. Tim and Mark and Adam and Jen and Julie were here for a bunch of the day. And a whole bunch of people from my Extra Life team as well, from Phoenix Overdrive. I saw El Capitan stop by for a bit, and our fearless leader himself, Lee Navarro. And I saw Garrett Bland come in for a little bit. And of course, Sean. Sean Capri stopped by, and he sent me over a bunch of codes to give away, which was very much appreciated. So thank you, Sean. That did make me realize I need to get like a small mixer or something so I can get my PC audio and my console audio into my earbuds at the same time, because there was a bunch of alerts and stuff from OBS that I was not hearing and not reacting to, which does not make good streaming, so it'd be nice to get that set up for the future. So maybe that's something I can look into that during Black Friday. And and thanks to Justin for hanging out with me all day. That was super sweet. It's way more fun playing games with people all day, so it was nice to have him around. And of course, special thank you to Angela for herding all of our children all day while I was playing games all day in the basement. That was incredibly appreciated. So when this show goes up, the giveaways for all the prizes for Extra Life should have been announced yesterday. So check my Facebook page for that, and I will have links in the show notes to those results. I will be streaming it tomorrow, when I'm recording this tomorrow, so Thursday at noon. So yesterday I recorded this at noon when you're hearing this, so go back and look that up. So we've got lots of things planned for Extra Life for next year already. Justin and I are gonna have to finish our Link's Awakening. We're gonna have to finish our Link's Awakening playthrough. So we'll have to spend some time streaming again together. And the kids were bugging me like crazy that they wanted to get in on some Extra Life too. So I think next year I'm going to have to swap each one of them in for a couple hours or something throughout the day and let them play some games with me. I think that would be super fun as well. So something to look forward to. And I also want to try to go to the Phoenix Overdrive meetup next year in Rome. So lots of things to figure out for next year. It seems like it's going to be a multiple day streaming event, so that sounds excellent. So let's talk about some games that we've been playing. So most of my gaming was through Extra Life, so if you had tuned into that, you have seen what I've been playing. But really enjoying Super Mario Galaxy HD still. I'm having a lot of fun with that. I had a lot of fun on stream, getting help from a couple people in chat, Mark and a few others, just helping me find some of the stars that I was missing. Is it stars? Yeah, it is stars in that one. So yeah, that game's super fun. It was fun to boot up Splatoon again. That had been a while. I really wish I squeezed in more time with that game more frequently. But we'll see what we can do. I'm going to try to do that. But also, Endwalker is in just about 2 weeks, so the likelihood of that is not a lot right now. But yeah, really was feeling the rust from not playing a lot of Mario Maker lately. My 12-minute Kaiza levels did not go over very well. I only ended up beating 3 out of the 8 levels that I tried, so that's not ideal. But it was still super fun to get in there, and I'm going to be playing that game a bit more, probably on stream as well. Mario Kart, fun as always, Thursday, and it was even more fun on Saturday when we had a whole bunch of people joining together. That was super great, and playing that game multiplayer is a lot of fun. So I appreciated people stopping by and playing that. So Mario 64, it was pretty good too. I have apparently become real bad at this game, or maybe I always was, but really noticed it this weekend. But I am glad we were able to roll the credits on that one, on the HD version, and yeah, that was fun. The first Bowser fight I did on Saturday was not very, very well done. That took me a while. Yeah, and I only had to hit one bomb with him that time, and I missed a lot before I hit that one bomb. But fortunately, the final fight went much smoother, so that was good. And then, yeah, we played through the first half of Link's Awakening, the remake on Switch. That game is really sweet. I like the music a lot, and the art style is great. I really like what they did with the updates, and I really hope they do the Oracle games at some point, too. I'm not particularly expecting it, but I would like to see it if it happens. Definitely would pick those up. So yeah, and I think the only other game we played at Extra Life yet was WarioWare. So WarioWare Get It Together on the Switch, which was completely nonsensical, but it was a lot of fun, and I had a blast playing through the story mode with Justin, and Mike the Robot and Ashley the Witch Girl were my favorites. They were pretty sweet. And I really liked the Nintendo-themed minigames too, where you get to like judge the Splatoon map or run through a Mario stage or something. Those are really cool. Alright, so the other game I've been playing this week after Extra Life, I checked out the new Bassmaster Fishing 2022 game that's on Game Pass. After last week's episode where I was talking about fishing games and how much they came into my family as I was growing up, I figured I should check out this new game. And plus my dad was bugging me to check it out, so I could tell him whether it was good or not. So I did so. So here we are. I put about 45 minutes into the game, so not a lot of time. Yeah, 45 minutes, maybe an hour. So not a lot of time. Some things I liked, some things not so much. I am playing this on an original Xbox One, so some of the problems I have with the graphics and or the bugs might be better on one of the newer consoles. It's hard to say. That's something I'll have to look up in the future. But yeah, there does seem to be quite a few bugs. I tried like going in and changing like my avatar or my character's appearance and stuff, and the game just wouldn't let me. It would kind of lock up as I tried to just change my shirt. And eventually it let me back up and pick a different area of the menu, but I was not able to customize my character at all, which seemed a little strange. I feel like that probably should have been tested, but you know. Yeah, so after I tried to do that, I jumped into the game. There seems to be a lot of customization that you can unlock, which is cool. Hopefully more of that works. But yeah, lots of different boats and fishing rods, tackle and stuff. So that's cool. But yeah, I think part of my problem so far is, yeah, I just need to sink a bit more time into it. Even trying to like change to different lures while I was fishing didn't seem to be working. Like I was using a rattle trap and I was trying to switch to like a plastic crayfish or whatever. And yeah, trying to go through the menus and it seemed like everything went through. Like I was selecting, and everything's like click, 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 okay. And then I go to cast the lure and it still has my old lure on it. So that was weird. Maybe I'm just bad at that game and haven't figured it out yet, but we'll see. I was pretty impressed with the lakes and stuff though. They seemed to be pretty big and fairly detailed. It'd be fun to like do a deep dive into them and compare them to like a Google map or something and see what kind of accuracy there was between the lakes and stuff, because they're all real world lakes. I was fishing up on the St. Lawrence River, so it'd be fun to compare that section of the St. Lawrence River to the actual St. Lawrence River and see if there's any noticeable landmarks and that kind of thing, see what they have thrown in there for accurate representation of the area. So it's fun to drive the boat around. That seemed to work well enough. I wasn't super impressed with the graphics. I felt like the fish and the boat should look much better for a game that was released in 2021. And yeah, the animations were not very good either. I was like using a frog bait at one point. And yeah, frog baits are supposed to kick their back legs, but it was like stiff, like, yeah, just a stiff bait, which was not ideal. I would like to see a bit of an animation there. And yeah, your character's animations didn't really seem to make much sense either. You're using your trolling motor and they took the time to render a nice big trolling motor and gave it the proper pedals and all that sort of stuff, but then you're using the trolley motor and your guy's just standing beside them, which was not ideal. And then, yeah, looking at how you're the reeling animation from your character as he's reeling in a fish or something, the speed at which you're reeling in does not match the animation speed, and you're just kind of always reeling really slowly, which was a bit disappointing. So as far as catching actual fish and stuff went, that seemed to be okay. Nothing out of the ordinary. It seemed pretty standard compared to other fishing games I've played in the past. But yeah, just not super impressed with lure movement and animations, and the fish weren't super great looking either. So yeah. Anyway, I feel like I'm being super negative on this game, but I am impressed with like the scope of it and what the lakes look like and stuff. So I'm going to look into it, play it a bit more, maybe check out the career mode and see how that all works out. But yeah, that's Bassmaster Fishing 2022 for all you that I'm sure are super interested in that game. There's my first impressions anyway, and we will get back to that one in the future. So yeah, before I get into emails, I had one more project to announce that I started working on this week. I started another podcast with a couple of my friends, Adam and Matt, and we are starting a board gaming podcast together, and it is called Turn Turtles, the Turn Turtles Board Gaming Podcast. And it will release every other Thursday. And the first episode came out yesterday, so go check out that if you're interested in board games, or if you just want to hear more of me chattering around with a couple buddies. Yeah, first episode went fairly well. We definitely did not do the first episode twice, so that's pretty good. And it's currently on Spotify and Anchor, and we'll be putting that on other platforms in the near future. So go check it out. All right, let's get into some questions. Okay, I got two emails to go through this week. The first one's from Justin, and the second one is from Becca. So Justin says, "Hi Andrew, loving your podcast so far. Thank you very much. I have a few cosplay related questions for you. I'm wondering, what is your favorite cosplay that you've done in the past, and what is your dream cosplay for someday in the future? Also, do you have any advice for somebody new to the hobby? Thanks, and keep up the great work. Justin." Well, thanks for the email, Justin. And yeah, my favorite cosplay we've ever done is the Legend of Zelda Postman that we did at Anime North a few years back. It was super fun to run around and hand out letters to all the people that were in different Zelda cosplay, whether they were in like an actual Zelda costume or a Link costume or some of the other side characters. We'd run around and give them letters, and most of the time people thought that was hilarious, but we definitely got a bunch of funny looks from some of the people as well, so that was great. My dream cosplay would probably be just to build something huge from Final Fantasy. Right now, I'm thinking of the G-Warrior from Final Fantasy XIV. That would be sweet. Or maybe one of the weapons from Final Fantasy VII. One of the big robot weapons, not an actual weapon. Although I do have plans to build one of Cloud's swords in the nearest future. And those are also huge, but not those ones. But like the diamond weapon and the ultimate weapon. Yeah, go play Final Fantasy, everyone. Yeah, and as far as advice for starting, I got a few more recommendations. First thing I would do is start following a bunch of people on YouTube. I find it super helpful, and yeah, I can get inspiration and stuff from videos online, and there's a bunch of really cool makers out there that make really good videos, some tutorial videos, or just making videos showing you progress on their projects and that sort of stuff. So some of my favorites are Oda Makes, Kamui Cosplay, SKS Props, and Punish Props, and I'll put links to all of their channels in the show notes, so check those out. And following that, pick something small to start with. Don't try to build like a crazy big armor build right away, because it's just going to burn you out. So pick something small that you can be proud of when you're done. Or maybe if you really do want to build, like work towards a big set of armor or something, just choose one piece at a time. So like if you wanted to build a full Mandalorian suit or something like that, start with just doing the helmet start to finish. Something like that's easy enough to do. There's lots of videos online, and you can look up patterns, and you can look up how-to builds and that sort of thing. And yeah, they'll give you a whole list of materials and stuff you need, so you can just follow through a video. I've done that for a few projects, like the Doomhammer I made that was from Punish Props a few years ago, and the Deku Shield and Kokiri Sword that I'm working on right now is from SKS Props. So they have really nice tutorial videos, and they give you the patterns, and you can just build your props from that. And then when you have something done, you got something cool that you made, and then it'll give you inspiration to go on to building something else. So that's something cool. And finally, maybe find some friends to go to a convention with. We're planning on getting some people together for Fan Expo next summer, I think. So if anyone's interested in joining our group, let me know. We're going to try to put together a bunch of Star Wars cosplay, I think. That sounds like a lot of fun. And yeah, the Star Wars world is massive and you can build all sorts of different stuff. So I think Angela and I have been planning on doing Mandalorian armor for a while. So we're going to build up some Mandalorian suits of armor. And if you guys wanted to come to Fan Expo, let us know. Tickets are already on sale, so we got to get on this soon, actually. Yeah, but one of my biggest inspirations for building cosplay is just being at a convention and being part of the cosplay world and seeing what everyone else is building. It's super, super fun. And it's super fun to have people recognize your characters and wave you over and be like, let me take a picture of you, because that's super great. All right, thanks, Justin. Let's go on to question number two from Becca. Becca says, Christmas is coming and we are planning to get the kids a new Switch game. I have a few on the list of possible choices. I was wondering if you could give some advice about what might be the best choice or say some pros or cons to the games if you have tried them. So she's got four games on her list here, Luigi's Mansion 3, Super Mario 3D World and Bowser's Fury, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe and Mario Party Superstars. If you have any suggestions that I don't have on the list, please share them. Thanks, Becca. No, thank you, Becca. That is an excellent question, and this is going to be fun. So let's go through these. All right, so Luigi's Mansion 3. That's a really cool game. I had a lot of fun playing it. Luigi's Mansion is just pretty unique in itself, like in terms of gameplay and the atmosphere, and I think it's really neat. And it does a great job of giving you different types of like areas to explore without giving away too much. You go to floors that are like all deserty themed, and you go to other floors that are all like filled with plants and so on. The game can be played almost all the way through as a co-op team. So one person is Luigi and the other person is Gooigi, which made it a lot of fun. I played it mostly all the way through with Angela, and the kids hopped in every once in a while as well. And there's also a multiplayer mode, I think, with a bunch of mini games and stuff, but I really haven't explored that, so I can't really speak to that too much. I think the game's not very long, though, so if possible, it might be a better one to borrow. But yeah, this game's still really great. Okay, so Super Mario World and Bowser's Fury. This is another great game. Well, I mean, all these games you have on your list are great. You really can't go wrong with any of these picks. But yeah, this one, you first have 3D World, which is an awesome game. It's really fun to play through either by yourself or with other people. It can be really chaotic and super fun. And yeah, I really like the power-ups in this game. I like the catsuit, the cannon box, and especially the double cherry. That one's probably my favorite one in this game because it's really cool because it can... you can combine it with other powers, so you can have a fire flower and then you can get a double cherry, which gives you another copy of yourself, and then you can get a whole bunch of double cherries and have like 10 Marios and they all have firepower and they're all throwing fireballs and they're going everywhere. So that's super fun and neat. And yeah, it's super cool that you can have four people playing it, so you can get all your kids in there, and that's super great. And there's also an invincible Tanuki leaf that will pop up if you happen to die on a bunch of levels in a row. So this is especially great for the younger kids. My kids used it a lot in the Wii U version. And the invincible Tanuki leaf also adds insult to injury. As an adult, whenever it pops up, you always feel sad. But that's okay. But yeah, this game is on the Wii U. So if you already had it on the Wii U, it's hard to say whether it's worth it for just the Bowser's Fury part. Bowser's Fury was super, super awesome, though. So if you haven't played 3D World, then yeah, this game is definitely worth a pickup. Bowser's Fury is its own like small 3D Mario game. No levels or anything. It's just a big wide open world, but it's kind of like covered in goo. And as you collect shine sprites, you clean up the goo and you get to also turn into a giant cat Mario and fight a giant Bowser. And that's really, really good. So I really recommend this game. It's super, super good. So Mario Kart 8 is an absolutely delightful game, although I'm pretty sure you have this one on the Wii U, but I'm going to say it's really, really great if you don't have it on the Wii U. If you do have it, it's a harder sell for sure. The racing is mostly the same from the Wii U version to the Switch version. The Switch version adds a few more characters like the Inklings and King Boo and a couple other characters, and there's a bunch of new kart upgrades and that sort of thing. There is a new battle mode, which is really cool, that was not in the Wii U version, so that's a fun upgrade. And what's really cool for the kids is they added a steering assist mode. So that's really, really nice for the younger ones that want to be included but don't quite have the dexterity to play well enough yet. Yeah, so that's definitely a much appreciated upgrade. Another good thing is you have a whole bunch of friends that have it. So come play Mario Kart 8 Deluxe online because that's great. And we should have more Nintendo online nights because that would be super duper. So Mario Party Superstars is the one that I can speak least to because I haven't played it yet. It is on my list of games to maybe pick up with optimum points on Black Friday if I can find a copy. But as I understand it, it seems to be kind of like a greatest hits of Mario Party games. There's 5 maps from the N64 games and 100 mini games from the N64 and GameCube games. So from everything I've heard, it sounds really good and looks really good, and it'll be lots of fun for the kids, and I'm sure there'll be lots of nostalgia for mom. So that's cool. And so other Switch game recommendations would be Smash Bros, but I think you have that one already. And then there's the new versions of Pokemon Diamond and Pearl, which are going to be great, but that's a little bit more difficult for the younger ones. Splatoon 2 is super fun, similar to Splatoon 1, just more and newer, but Splatoon 3 has already been announced, so you might want to wait for that one. Mario Maker 2 is also a good choice if you think your kids would really like to build levels and stuff. My kids play this one a lot, and they just like to make silly things and run around in the levels that they make. In terms of playing levels, though, I would recommend 3D World over this one. There's a lot of good levels in Mario Maker, but they're hard to find. So you really have to find some creators that you know make good levels for you, or do some digging online, that sort of thing. So it's a little bit less apparent to have good Mario levels compared to something like 3D World. So yeah, to summarize, I think you got quite a good solid list to choose from, and yeah, I might as well rank them. I think I would choose in this order. So 3D World and Bowser's Fury probably number one, and Mario Kart 8 Deluxe number two, unless you own these two on the Wii U. Then both of them are a little bit harder of a sell. And then yeah, Mario Party Superstars looks great. And Luigi's Mansion is also super, super fun, but that one might be a little bit better to borrow. So, okay, everyone, that is it for this week. If you would like to ask me some questions, just like Justin and Becca, or just tell me how wrong my ranking of these Switch games are, then send me an email at eldorn14@gmail.com or message on Twitter at the same handle, eldorn14, and you guys all have yourself a wonderful day.